I was perched on a bar stool in a dark, noisy, overpriced restaurant in Princeton, New Jersey. I was wearing a red dress that was too tight, too short, and cut way too low. And I was wearing an earbud that connected me to a guy named Ricardo Carlos Monoso, a.k.a. Ranger. My name is Stephanie Plum. I usually work as a bond enforcement agent for my cousin Vinny, but tonight I was moonlighting as a lookout for Ranger. Ranger was stalking Emilio Guardi, a man many considered to be untouchable. Guardi had friends in high places, an army of thugs guarding his body, and money to burn, and his enemies tended to disappear without a trace. He was currently facing a racketeering charge in Miami, but he decided to keep his dinner date in Jersey rather than attend his court hearing in Dade County. This meant that the idiot who'd been dumb enough to post a bond for Guardi was out big money unless Guardi was dragged back to jail. The idiot happened to be Ranger's cousin. Ranger owns Rangeman, a small, high-tech, high-end security firm. Ordinarily, Ranger doesn't do bond enforcement, but tonight he was making an exception. He was standing off to the side at the entrance to the dining room, and he was watching Guardi. Guardi was wearing a tan sports jacket over a shirt with red and yellow flowers printed on it, the South Beach meets JCPenney look. He was in his 50s. He was balding. He was built like a fireplug. He was drinking red wine and eating rack of lamb, having a good time, entertaining three other men who were laughing too hard at his jokes. Ranger was in his usual black, a perfectly tailored black suit and a black dress shirt open at the neck. The Glock at the small of his back was also black. Ranger's body is perfect. His hair is very dark brown, cut short. His eyes are dark brown and intense. His skin is the color of hot chocolate, the lucky result of his Latino ancestry. His earbud matched his skin tone and was barely detectable. Standing beside Ranger was a guy named Tank. Tank is big and solid and lethal. He'd been with Ranger's unit in Special Forces, and now he's second in command at Rangeman and watches Ranger's back. I didn't see any of Guardi's henchmen. They'd waited for him to take his table and then left the room. "The room is clean," I said to Ranger via the earbud. Ranger moved forward, his gaze never wavering from his quarry, Eye of the Tiger. I've seen him focus like this on other takedowns, and it always raises the hair on my arms and at the nape of my neck. Tank was steps behind him, surveying the rest of the room. Ranger unbuttoned his jacket to get better access to his gun and handcuffs. He stopped behind Guardi, put his hand on Guardi's shoulder, and said something to him close to his ear. Guardi shrugged Ranger away, said something I couldn't hear, and everyone at the table laughed. Ranger didn't laugh, and even at a distance I knew things were about to get ugly. Ranger made another civil attempt. Guardi got angry and brushed him off, and in one swift move, Ranger snatched Guardi out of his chair like a wolverine rooting out a groundhog. In a heartbeat, Guardi's head was smashed onto the table, everyone grabbed their drinks, and Ranger cuffed Guardi behind his back and handed him over to Tank. Ranger told the table he was sorry for the intrusion and followed Tank and Guardi out of the room. The whole episode had taken maybe a minute. A Rangeman vehicle idled in front of the restaurant, ready to take Tank and Guardi back to Rangeman headquarters in Center City, Trenton. In the morning, Guardi would be escorted onto a plane and extradited to Miami.